praise the Lord. Anybody excited about the Word of God? Woo! That makes a difference, amen? Why don't you stand this morning and turn in your Bibles to Galatians, Galatians chapter 2. We're going to look at 16, 20, 21. We're going to cover some things that we talked about last week, but continue in that vein a little bit, dig a little bit deeper, amen? And I believe God has just got such a good word for you. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by... By faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Look at verse 20 and 21. I have been crucified with Christ, no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside or frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five this morning and say, are you on top or on the bottom? Are you on top or on the bottom? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You can turn me down just a little bit, guys. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy that we are the head and not the tail. The Bible says that we are above only and not beneath. So I want to talk to you about, you know, this morning about the challenges of maintaining the victory we have in Christ. Because it's not our job to get victory. The victory's already been gotten. I mean, geez, we don't want to duplicate or try to duplicate what God has already done. That is the absolute frustrating thing, is trying to duplicate what God's already done. So we don't want to duplicate it. We want to receive what God has already done, amen, and we want to apply it to our life so that we're living victoriously every day. Amen. And when we face different obstacles that come in life, because obstacles do come at us, how many know that? Challenges come our way. I mean, we're still in this fleshly earth suit, so we have challenges, we have emotions, we have all these things that are within us. But most of all, what we have within us is the Spirit of God. Amen. And that we overcome. And how do we overcome? We overcome by faith. We live by faith. Amen? We are living by faith. We are walking by faith, and we're not walking by sight. We overcome. 2 Corinthians, what is it, 5:7, I believe? Put it up. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. Amen. This is a great verse, 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk, back up. Would you back up one verse, if you will? Go back 6. So we are always confident. Everybody say that with me. We are always confident. How many know we should always be confident? Always. We're always confident. We're confident that God loves us. We're confident that we're victorious. We're confident of his grace towards us. Amen? He said we're always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We're always, in every area of life, though, we should always be confident. And what gives us that confidence? Very next verse tells us. For we walk by faith, not by sight. If you're walking by sight, you lose confidence. Quickly. If you're walking by feelings, you lose confidence quickly. Hello? If you're walking by what someone else says, you lose confidence quickly. You can. Amen? So that's why he said that we walk by faith, and by walking by faith, it puts us in a confident position to know that we have everything God has provided for us through grace in Jesus Christ. Amen? So we live and we walk by faith, amen, not by sight, not by our feelings, not by what's going on around us, amen? Because when Peter, when Jesus told Peter, hey, Peter, and in the storm, he said, Peter, come on to me. Peter got out of the boat, and he walked to Jesus, but when he began to look at the winds and the waves, he began to sink. And Jesus reached out, and he said, save me, and Jesus reached out and saved him. So we have a tendency to keep our eyes focused on things out there instead of things in here. Oh, thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. Amen. The only requirement that Jesus has for us to live successful lives. How many know God wants you to be successful? Oh, come on. How many know God wants you to be successful? Amen. In every area of life. And the only requirement that God has for us to be successful is simply that we believe. John 6:29. He says, believe on me. Believe on these things. Amen. Praise God. Believe on these things. Jesus answered and said to him, this is the work of the God, that you believe on him who sent me. The only thing that we have to have confidence in is believing on him. Turn to somebody and say, that's really hard. We really make it hard, don't we? Amen? So we walk by faith. Our belief should be simply not just an intellectual assent, hello, but we must have an authentic faith in what God has done. Not just a mental assent, but an authentic faith in what God has done. Amen? So we need to know what we believe and what it looks like. Mark 9:23. I love this scripture. Look at this. Mark 9:23. Amen? Mark 9:23. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, some things are possible. Think about that a second, church. There is nothing impossible to those that live and walk in faith. All things are possible to him who sweats, who strives, who tries to get it. No, all things are possible to him who what? Who simply believes. Amen? Faith is our positive response to what God has already done. We're not trying to get healing this morning. You will frustrate yourself trying to get healed. Amen? You're not trying to get it. You've already got it. You're not trying to strive for it. You already have it. Where do you have it? Right here in your spirit. It is already there. Already been provided for. And once you've got it, it's much easier to believe that you've got it when you've got it. Got it? Hallelujah. Amen. Man, but we make it so complicated and hard at times, right? If we believe God loves us, we can receive what he has for us and what he's done. Most of the time, we don't really believe that because religion has taught us something differently. Religion has taught us that in order for God to love us, we've got to continually confess our sins all the time, and then maybe if the moon is just right and we've had enough confession that we're in a place where God will actually love us. Well, you know, God loves us in spite of that. Amen? What is confession? Confession, basically, you know what's happened this morning since we began service? Repentance has happened. Do you realize that? And I didn't see any big crocodile tears. Well, maybe some of you are just crying because of the presence of the Lord. But repentance is simply changing our mind to the truth. Amen? Changing our mind. And many times when we come in, we need an attitude adjustment. Amen? So when we come in and we're in the presence of the Lord, all of a sudden our attitude begins to change. We get a new perspective on things. Amen? We've been under a week of, you know, difficulties. And then we come into God's presence among God's people and we lift up the name of Jesus and all of a sudden our attitude, you know what happened? You just repented. You just changed your mind. Amen? And if you confessed every sin that you did, you would still be confessing right now. You'd still be missing it. Why? Because there's only one perfect one, and that's Jesus, and he did it so you wouldn't have to. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Look at Galatians 5:6. For as Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, speaking of working in the flesh, but faith which worketh by love. Faith operates in the arena of love. And when we know how much God loves us, our faith begins to explode in our life. And when our faith explodes in our life, we receive everything that grace has provided for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we keep Christ on our minds by meditating on God's word. How do you do that? How do you walk? Well, first of all, we walk in faith. Second of all, we keep Christ on our mind by meditating on the word. By getting that word within us, and that word comes out of us anytime we face anything. When you meditate on God's word, that word gets in your soul rim, and it comes out of you when you're facing something. Meditating on God's word is a powerful way to maintain your victory. Amen? You got to know the word to meditate on it, but it's a powerful way to maintain your victory. Amen? And God wants you walking in victory, not in defeat or in despair. Oh, thank you. Thank you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. When we meditate on God's word, it is a powerful way of maintaining your victory. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 15. Look what he says there. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what? In righteousness. Because righteousness is our key. Righteousness is our standing. Righteousness is what we receive by faith. And when we receive our right standing with God, then nothing is withheld from us. That's why religion wants to put on you, repent, 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 repent. Because they know if you finally get to that place, then you might receive something for God. But Jesus has already done it, so we just receive his righteousness by faith. All scripture is given by inspiration. That word inspiration means all scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. I was sitting here this morning and a little thing went off on my watch, and I looked at it, and I have one of these fancy watches, right? So I looked at it, and you know what it said? It said, breathe. And that's supposed to be a smart watch. It said, breathe. And I'm like, I think I already am. I hope I am. I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. And every so often, it'll go off and remind me to breathe. And I'm thinking, man, that's pretty awesome. Because when it goes off, it reminds me to breathe in God's word. The very breath of God is in the scriptures. And when you breathe in the scripture, you are breathing in the very breath of God and the very life of God. So when you're sitting there and you're meditating on the word, God is just breathing over you. And you know what? You got to be pretty close to somebody to feel their breath. Oh, you want to hear what I'm saying this morning? Amen. Sometimes you don't want to be. That's why we have all those mints out there. I'm glad for a minty church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fresh breath. Amen. When you come to Discovery, you get fresh breath. But what's so good about this church, what you got to understand, is God is actually breathing that word into you. John 6:33, put this up a second, I think that's where I want to go, John 6:33 or 6:36, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He is the life, the word is the life, amen. God breathing into us. And when we meditate on that word, the breath of God was released into us. Amen. The very life of God. You cannot live without breath. And you cannot live without bread. And his bread is living bread. Hallelujah. And when that bread is in you, all of a sudden, when you go through things, that bread comes up out of you and overcomes every one of those things you face. Next verse, amen. Praise the Lord. Go on, just drop down. They said unto him, Lord, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always. Amen. How many want that bread always? Man, I want that bread. That is some good bread. Amen. Thank you, Lynn. How many love bread? Anybody love bread besides Pastor? Anybody a carb freak? Come on, somebody, be honest with me. I love, and there's nothing like hot, fresh bread. Woo! Glory to God. I want to tell you, this is better than hot, fresh bread. Amen? This is living bread that never, ever, ever, ever rots or spoils. Never grows stale. There's nothing worse than stale bread. Next verse. Amen. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Next verse. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Folks, I want to tell you, this bread, meditating on this bread, getting this bread within us, getting this life within us, getting this God breath within us, changes everything we begin to look at and every perspective of life. We have to have God's bread within us. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:15, back up. 1 Timothy 4:15. Let's go back over to Timothy a second. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Wow. How do we have progress? How do we maintain victory? By meditating on God's promises. By meditating on, by his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Lord. By meditating on God, you love me so much today. I am the disciple that you love. By meditating on that word of God day and night and letting it breathe within us. It produces life, church. Amen. It keeps our mind on him. Amen. It keeps us on the promise of God. Worrying is the wrong response to grace. Being at peace authenticates your faith. Worrying is the wrong response. Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Turn to somebody and say, stop it. Man. Matthew 6:25. Let's look at the New Living Translation, Matthew 6:25. Guy, worry, anxiety is not for you. Amen? It's not designed for you. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Amen. 1 Peter 5:5-7. 1 Peter 5:5-7. Look at this. Amen. 1 Peter 5:5-7. In the same way, you younger men must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you serve each other in humility, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Favors, gives grace to the humble. Next verse, amen. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. When we continue to worry, hello? After God tells us not to, it is a sign that we're operating in pride and not operating in his grace. Man. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to operate in pride. I want to operate under the flow of God's grace in my life. I don't want to worry about anything. Amen. God's big enough to take care of it. Turn to somebody right now and say, stop your excessive worrying. And no, turn to somebody else and say, stop your worrying. Say, God's got you. Amen. God has got you. Amen. It hinders God's grace when you worry. Let it go. Let it go. Let let it go. God's gonna, you don't think God's big enough to take care of your kids, your finances? He is big enough and well able. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. According to what? The power of God that's working where? Working in me. All above I ask or even think. So I want my thinking to be right, and if my thinking is worrying all the time, Lord, what am I going to do? What's happening in my life? What's going on in my life? Lord, what about tomorrow? What about next week? What about next month? If only, what if? That's no way to live, man. That is not abundant life. God has got you. Y'all still with me this morning? Come on. Amen. You still here? Amen. How do you overcome worry? How do you validate your faith? You validate your faith by speaking what you know. Amen? Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's amazing to me that when people find themselves in some type of conflict or going through something, how they shut their mouth up instead of opening it up and speaking the word of God. Amen? You need to open up. If Jesus opened his mouth and spoke the word of God against the enemy, then you need to open your mouth and speak the word of God. Amen. Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemy. Tell others. Amen. Let people know and let the devil know, I am the redeemed of the Lord. You can't touch me. Take your hands off this situation now. You've got to take your authority and start speaking it out. You got to say, I am here. I do not receive the report of the doctor. I receive the report of the Lord. Amen. That's the report that I believe. And when you find, when you're going through something, don't get on the internet and start looking up your symptoms. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh. Hey, hey, Wrong. Amen. Man, allow God to just breathe in your life. Believe Him. Amen? Believe Him. He's got you. You're not going to fall apart. It's all good. He has you. Amen? Look at Galatians, 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Amen? Speaking it out, confessing it out of your mouth, not only convinces the enemy, but it will convince you. And sometimes we need convincing, amen? We need to start knowing in our knower who we are, what we have, and the authority that we have, and that comes by speaking out God's word over that situation. This is the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is, I believe, therefore I speak. The spirit of faith is, I believe, therefore I speak. The spirit of faith is, I believe, therefore I speak. I believe what I speak. Amen. Sometimes we just need convincing. Jesus said, for out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. Job 22:28. Look at this. Job 22:28. I was looking for a job, and I went to the book of Job. Job, right? Job 22:28. You will also declare a thing, and it will be what? Established, so what? So light will shine on your ways. When you start declaring the word of God, it's amazing because wisdom starts operating in your life. Wisdom operates through God's word. And when we begin to speak it out of our mouth and we are meditating on it and we're speaking it out of our mouth, God brings wisdom with the word of God. Hallelujah. And wisdom is released over that situation and you have light on your ways. How many want some light on your ways? Man, he lights my path. How does he light my path? He lights it with God's word. And when I speak it out of my mouth, my pathway lights up. I like a lighted pathway. Amen? Man, if you've ever been flying at night, you really appreciate landing lights and you appreciate lights on the field. Hello. So you light, you shine, amen? You shine on it, Lord. Thank you for that, amen? Speaking our faith and trusting God are also ways we can affirm Jesus' finished work. Philemon 1:6. Jesus' finished work. Look at it. Amen. Philemon 1:6. Hallelujah. When we speak it and we declare it, that the sharing of your faith may become what? How is our faith effective? When we begin to speak our faith is effective. Faith that is dormant is faith that never says anything. Faith that is active is faith that is speaking. Amen? If God spoke the world by faith and it came together, shouldn't we do the same? Amen? Hallelujah. He spoke the word. If he hadn't spoken the word and just went, you wouldn't be here, neither would I. But he spoke the word of God, and when he spoke the word of God, things begin to come together. When you start speaking the word of God over your situation, I want to tell you, things begin to come together. Amen? Take your force and speak God's word. Amen? And sharing of your faith may become effective by the knowledge of every good thing which is where? Every good thing which is in you. You acknowledge it. How do you acknowledge it? You acknowledge it by speaking it. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I've got the spirit of life in me. Thank you, Lord. I don't have the spirit of death in me. Thank you, Lord. I am overcoming, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. Thank you, Lord. I'm not defeated today. Thank you, Lord. My kids are up acting right. Come on, somebody. Amen. Even my grandkids are acting right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I've got household salvation because you said it's your will for me and my household to be saved. Hallelujah. I start declaring it. I start speaking it. Thank you, Lord. We have 1,000 people attending Discovery Church. Thank you, Lord. We have 200 youth attending Discovery Church. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Miracles, a manifestation of miracles are taking place. Amen. Blinded eyes are being opened. Death are being raised. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We have miracle working power within our mouth. That's why the Bible says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. If you don't say it, man, you're not taking it. You got to start saying it to take it. Turn to somebody and say, that's a real good word. He's talking to you right now. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, you've been quiet long enough. Hallelujah. It's so simple. It's so easy. God gave us a mouth for a reason. To command and to have that authority for the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Thanksgiving is coming up, but another way that we just maintain the victory is we give thanks to the Lord at all times. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Hallelujah. Look at this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Love this scripture. In everything, give what? It didn't say for everything. Did it? No, it said, well, I'm in everything. When I'm in it, when I'm going through it, what do I do when I'm going through it? My response is I'm giving thanks to God because he's making a way out of it. Hallelujah. For this is, what is? Everybody says, what is the will of God? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That when you're in it, when you find yourself in it, how many's been in it? How many's ever stepped in it? You are really awake this morning, I'm telling you. Amen. You might step in it, but when you're in it, the way to get out of it is step out of it by giving thanks. Amen. When Paul and Silas were thrown into the inner jail, they didn't sit there at midnight and moan and groan and worry and complain and what are we going to do? No, they begin to praise God and sing, and they sang so loud that the other prisoners heard them, and the Lord sent an earthquake and opened all the prison doors and let them out. Thanksgiving is such a powerful, powerful thing, and we do it with our mouth. We get our mouth on it. Get your mouth right. Y'all, give me a few more minutes this morning. God is good, good, good. When we correctly respond to grace, it impacts every area of our life. Amen. Last thing I wanted to share with you, you got to release your authority. You got to know who you are and begin to release your authority. Amen. Take your authority over the situation. Well, the doctor said, take your authority. Who was I with the other day? Said that they'd gone to the doctor and said when they walked in, I can't remember who's sharing this with us, but when they walked in the doctor started saying negative things to them. And they just kind of turned the conversation around and said, hold on a second, doctor. I want you to start agreeing with me and saying this over me. And the doctor kind of, yeah. And they all of a sudden the doctor said, okay. So they started agreeing with it. And what they were going through, what they're expecting to find, they didn't find what they were expecting to find. Listen, you don't have to take everyone's opinion on something. Oh, you ought to hear what I'm saying. You don't have to walk into a place or, you know, it's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. Come on, somebody, right? But you don't have to walk in and agree with everything they say. They are practicing medicine. Jesus isn't practicing medicine. His medicine is already complete, finished, and done. So you don't have to go in and start, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. What, I'm going to die in 3 days. Okay, great. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I got that. Okay. I received that, yeah. No. Well, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful a little bit. Listen to me. Pastor says it's okay to be disrespectful a little bit if it doesn't line up with God's word. And you can be respectful in a very nice way. Not, how can I say that right, Lord? You can disagree in a very nice way. Amen? You do not have to take everything that everybody says about you. If it doesn't line up with God's word, don't receive it. Now, you didn't hear what I'm saying. If it doesn't line up with God's word, don't receive it. Change the atmosphere when you walk into a place. Don't walk in just accepting it. Amen. Walk in, eyes open, ears open, in faith, and hear what they're saying. And if it comes against the spirit and God's word, then reject it. Even if that's at Walmart. Man, guys, we are so prone to just receiving everything that everybody says. No, you've got the spirit of life in you. You've got Christ in you. You've got the mind of Christ in you. Amen? You do not have to receive what everybody says about you or about that situation. You receive what God's word says about it. Then you stand on God's word and what it says about it. Amen? And you change other people's mind to the truth instead of them changing you to a lie. Amen. Amen. We get so comfortable at times and just, oh, wow, Oprah said it. It's got to be true. Wow. Don't be a passive, take it all believer. Stand up for what you know, what is the truth. And begin to change that atmosphere. Change the atmosphere in your home. Don't just settle for a dysfunctional home. Turn to somebody and say amen to that. Change the atmosphere in that home. You're a believer. Amen. If you're the only believer in your home, you've got the power to change the atmosphere in that home. Turn to your husband right now. See, he's preaching to you. Amen. I want you to stand this morning. Praise God. Stand this morning. Maintaining victory. How do we do it, man? We speak that word. We stand on that word. We confess that word. We do not receive just someone else's report. That's why the Bible says, whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? What is that, Isaiah 53? Isaiah 53? Can you put that up, verse 1? See if we can put that up. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Whose report are you going to believe, church? Are you going to believe the government's report? And we need to pray for our president, by the way. Respect the office. That's all I'm going to say about that. Like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. Respect the office, right? You may not appreciate the man, but respect the office and pray for the president, whoever it may be. Well, that's a good word, man. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Jesus, amen, has been revealed to us. So we believe his report, right? We don't just believe everybody else's report. We believe his report. What is his report? His report, there's no song said. His report says, I am healed. Amen. His report says, I'm blessed. His report says, I'm favored. His report says, I'm the head, not the tail. Amen. Praise God. Hold up your hands this morning. Let's make a confession today, right? Come on. Let's get it out of our mouth this morning. Whatever you're going through right now, I want you to confess a word over that situation. Whatever it might be, if it's healing, if it's finances, whatever it might be, if it's a relationship struggle, just begin to confess the word out of your mouth this morning and say with Pastor today, come on, today I boldly declare, I take God's word, I breathe God's word, I speak God's word, I have the power to change the situation, change the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. I'm a change agent. Lord, I go about changing situations for the good and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have the power. I speak the power. I take my authority. In Jesus' name, I boldly declare the word of God works in every situation that I face. Thank you, Lord, for that word working in my life and that grace that you provided. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you need additional prayer and people to agree with you, our prayer team is available. But before you go this morning, I want you to turn to some people and say, did you get that? Come on. Did you get it? Would you turn to five people and say, did you get that today? Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord.